And the Galesburg Silver Streaks under Tim Doherty will be starting the season. What, we're about 17 days away. Does that sound about right? Something like that? Right around. You're not counting the hours, Brad?
I'm not, no. I don't even know what today is. Yeah. The 8th, is that right?
It is the 8th. Okay. It is the 8th. Well,
that'd be right.
Jim Lee has retired, but fortunately for us, the voice of the Silver Streaks, Brad Benowitz, is back to handle the play-by-play duties for Silver Streaks football and basketball. And we thought, oh, Jim's gone. How do we fill those shoes? And, well, we've done that.
We have done that, and
we are very happy to. How do we go about this? I really hadn't given much thought as to how we go about introducing our new team member or members.
I thought maybe you'd have like a Kermit introduction from the old Muppet Show, you know, where he gets all excited
Yay!
Here we go!
You didn't have that ready, though. Huh?
I didn't have that ready. Well, let's go ahead and do this. And these are names that are going to be familiar to Silver Streak fans, guys that have coached multiple sports out at Galesburg High School, and you work with them as teachers. First off, we want to welcome to our broadcast team Jake Miller. Jake, good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. Drum roll there. Thanks.
Appreciate
for being
that.
With us this morning.
Thank
also,
you.
Welcome in Mr. Sean Hickey. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in with us. So, guys, thanks so much. This is really cool. And I guess I'll start with you, Sean. Growing up, you know, playing sports, coaching sports, has this even ever crossed your mind that you might be doing some covering some sports on the radio?
Not at all. When Brad approached me this spring, I just smiled and I said, I've never thought of that before. I'll have to get back to you because this has to sink in a little bit and I need to go talk to my family. But you know, that was certainly something that I've never really thought of, you know, and ever since then I've listened to TV broadcasters and radio broadcasters. As a Cardinal fan, I'm trying to think, you know, these guys are pretty good. What can I bring? And hopefully, you know, give it a couple weeks, I'm not fired. So, well, that's, keep my fingers crossed.
Well, the good thing is that you mentioned there, we understand the intelligence level being a Cardinal fan, so we know you're highly intelligent.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And I did wear the Cardinal shirt just to let Jake over here, just to remind him.
Yeah. Now, Jake, on the other hand, okay, I'm not going to dispute your intelligence level, Jake, just your choice in teams that you're for. How about you, Jake, and, you know, at playing sports growing up and coaching different sports and everything, any thought ever that you might be doing something like this?
No, not at all. And again, it's, you know, we sat around with eating lunch with these guys, and Brad brought it up, and I immediately said yes. I think right away. I haven't missed a Silver Streaks football game in, you know, probably since I've been here. You know, Sean and I coached it, and for the last few years that I haven't been, I've been I did the end zone camera for the varsity team, and so I go to every game anyway, and this is just another perspective of watching and now getting to talk about it too. So I'm pretty excited.
Well, that's a cool thing. You're going to be there anyway. You might as well get paid to be there, right?
There you go. Right.
Right. All right. So, Brad, thought process behind, because obviously, I mean, and you had to think about it a little bit because, you know, Jim kind of talked you into coming back and doing this in the first place, Jim Lee. And so you said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And when Jim goes, I'm going to go too.
That was originally what I had said, yes.
Yeah. But you kind of thought about it a little bit, and Jim maybe left a little earlier than you thought he was going to.
Very much so.
All of us thought he was going to.
Yes. That was a challenging time, yeah.
Yeah.
My wife was very supportive in terms of coming back. I think she just wants to keep me out of the house on those Friday and Saturday nights when basketball season rolls around, gives her a chance to, you know, watch her romantic comedies and those kinds of things without me being in the house. So I think it's, you know, but no, she was supportive.
Although you'll miss watching those, you'll sacrifice.
Right. Well, you know, it ends up being more Disney movies, more than anything when I'm home. But yeah, so the fact that she was supportive and said, you know, I don't think necessarily you want to just make that rash decision and just say, well, Jim's gone, I'm gone. She said, I want you to think about this. So then when it came time to thinking about, you know, well, how are we going to fill his shoes, these two guys came to my mind right away, quite honestly. We know each other. I think they know each other better than I know them, just because they're in the same department at the high school. But their football background, is top-notch. We have a mix of offensive and defensive guys here. That'll be nice. And one of the things I think I'm really excited about is to go back to something you were doing back when you were doing games in the 90s, something that we were doing when I started doing the games, was that three-person team.
And I think in football, it's so crucial. We think we're going to have Jake down on the sidelines is kind of the plan, and Sean will be up in the booth with me. It gives us different perspectives. Jake will be able to see things down in the field, which is why we always like to have Jim down in the field.
Right.
But my attention is always on where the ball is. I've got to keep an eye on the ball so I can let our listeners know where the play is going.
Mm-hmm.
With two sets of eyes, one up high and one down low, Sean will be able to see things from the booth that maybe Jake is blocked or screened from down in the field and vice versa. And I think that'll just help our listeners understand why things happen even better.
And I think part of it, Sean, you decided Jake needed more exercise, so he'd be walking the sidelines. Was that it?
That's it. Exactly.
He's a marathon runner.
You know, I was looking out for his well-being.
Right, there you go.
And his wife, Liz, you know, making sure there's longevity in place for Cam as she grows older. So we want to keep Jake around a little bit.
Yeah. It'll probably rain every week this year.
That's why I took the booth.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the good news is that so many fields have sport turf, so at least you'll be walking through mud some of the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and you know, and I have found, Brad, the few times I started my career doing color early days here when we used to do the small school games on FM 95. But I have found after doing play-by-play that color is harder to me because I've filled in sometimes with you for Jim, and it's a completely different thing than doing play-by-play. It's like, well, I'm just describing the action here doing play-by-play, you know, coming up with what to say, and that's why you have to be able to find the right people and people that know the game.
Right.
Like these guys do.
Yeah, it's easy for me to stand up there and say, boy, the offensive line's doing a great job tonight.
Yeah.
You know, our running back ran for over 200 yards. Yeah. Our offensive line's doing a great job. I can't necessarily tell you which guy was really doing the best job. I can't necessarily tell you who had the toughest defensive assignment down there because of, you know, who they're trying to block and that kind of a thing, because that's not something that I can watch.
Yeah.
You know, there's 22 guys on the field. I can't see everything. I don't pretend to think I can see everything. But with two sets of eyes, we'll be able to better catch those kinds of things. And guys who understand the game really know what to watch for.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, having that extra set on the sidelines when, you know, sometimes up top you don't see a fumble.
Right.
You don't, and sometimes they'll be able to, you know, Jake will be able to see that penalty. Oh, yeah, there was a hold, or, you know, there's a flag war. Why was the flag? We didn't see anything. Well, he can see that down there, so you get that completely different perspective.
And Jake's a high-energy guy. I don't have any idea. I don't have any doubt he'll be able to keep up with that action as it's moving up and down the sideline.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, talk about Jake growing up. You played multiple sports. What all did you do? You swam? You played football?
Yeah, I swam, and I went to Monmouth High School, and I played football there, and I swam, and I played baseball there. And in college, I ended up swimming there as well, so... you know, there, like I tell my wife, my friends, there's nothing like a Friday night. I think baseball is probably my favorite sport, and I still coach it, but Friday nights are different. They are pretty special. They were special playing and they were special coaching, and I enjoyed that. And, you know, this is a neat opportunity to be able to kind of, you know, bring that to other people. Football's a community thing, and to be able to help tell the story of what's going on and hopefully do a good job of it is something I'm excited to do.
Yeah, and being able to bring that perspective of a coach, knowing some of the nuances, not that you necessarily know all the exact plays, but all the nuances of what goes on. You've been a head coach at the sophomore level. I know my son played for you there, and so you kind of you'll have that feel already for all those things.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully we'll be able to see some things and be able to describe them in maybe different ways. And you know, for the people out there that are football savvy, they'll be able to understand, but yet still try to, you know, bring the layman perspective as well to others. And, you know, I listen to you guys and for basketball games. I listen to you guys while I was filming for football games. And so, you know, it's been such a great thing. And you guys tell a good story. And so hopefully I can contribute in a little way to that.
Jake Miller joining us, one of the new, I guess, color commentators, analysts on our football broadcast, along with Brad Benowitz, also Sean Hickey. And Sean, talk a little bit about your background playing sports. Of course, you had your dad did a lot of coaching as well.
Yeah, born and raised here. You know, growing up, my dad coached a lot of sports, a lot of different things. you know, that's a different generation, too, where you had, not that my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but she did some work, but... You know, it was a time where, in order to keep food on the table, the dad had to do additional things. So he was often taking those stipends and doing those types of things. So, you know, in high school, I played football and baseball. When I went to college, I played baseball there. Once I got out of college and I came to Galesburg to teach, they asked me to go to junior high football. You know, I thought, okay, well, I'll go do that. But I really wanted to do baseball is what I wanted to coach. And I just fell in love with football. I just like the fact that, you know, coaching-wise, you get an opportunity to get 22 kids on the field. You get 11 on offense, 11 on defense. And it's really a game where all 11 people have to contribute on every play. And, you know, there are other sports that require that, but I don't want to go talking bad about any other sports because they're all valuable in different ways. But it was a sport that I really enjoyed and coaching those kids to say, all right, your role here is important because here's what it needs to be done. And so sticking with that then, and I was coaching in with Jake with baseball, and I was in with Arnie and the varsity staff for a little bit. But for both sports, as we'd gotten, you know, three kids and life took over and being a parent and a spouse. So then eventually I backed out of that a little bit. I got out of baseball first and then was 5 years with a defensive coordinator for the varsity team under Wes Olson. Then Coach Doherty came in, and it was an opportunity to step back and get back with the family. So I went back and I coached JFL, and now I'm coaching eighth grade football, which we started practice last week. So, you know, I'll be busy during the week with eighth grade football and then scurrying out of there on Fridays to go catch the games, and we'll have our own, you know, schedule to play as well.
So. I guess a good thing about this for both of you as coaches, and especially at the high school level, that bad loss, whether you're a head coach or an assistant or a coordinator, mm-hmm. take that home with you. Now you get done, you grab a bite to eat, you go home, and you wait till next week. You don't have to worry about practices, so you have that advantage that you like. It's unfortunate they lost, but you don't have to take that home with you though.
Exactly. I mean, that's kind of the same mentality though you want to have with your players though too, because you want to move on. You know, at some point you sit on it and you're upset about it, but you got to move on. And you know, a motto that I use with even eighth graders is you got to play the next play. You know, you get knocked down, you got to get back up. You can't dwell on, you know, what just happened. You've got to get up and play the next play.
Yeah. Well, Brad, I'm not even sure, but I haven't even looked at the schedule yet. Have you actually even looked at the schedule?
I have.
Okay,
yes.
I figured you had. I mean, I know you're efficient that way normally, but
Meet the Streaks is mm-hmm. a week from Friday. Mm-hmm. So the 18th. Oh, there's a calendar right there.
Yeah.
18th. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
so 25th will be the first game.
25th is a home game with Dunlap.
Okay.
And then the following Friday will be September 1st, and that's a home game, and we don't hit the road until a Saturday game down in the St. Louis area against a team called Sumner High School.
Oh, on the Missouri side? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I haven't looked. That was, you know, one of my plans over the summer was, you know, maybe sit down, just see if I could find out, you know, what kind of a program is this? Are we running into a powerhouse in the Missouri area? It's not a name I'm familiar with, so I tend to think, you know, this is probably not a team that's, you know, won six state championships or anything like that. But, you know, are they a growing team? How, you know, are they building on a successful run here? Are we running into them at a real competitive time? That I don't know yet.
The key to that weekend is, are the Cardinals at home that weekend? I guess that would be
they are.
They are. Oh, that makes Jake happy.
Yeah. I'd have to work something extra in there day.
They don't play the Cubs till later in September, so sorry. But
matter of fact, I looked that Saturday. My wife looked this up. That Saturday is the throwback jersey night.
Perfect.
Well, and I think that was a 1940s version, maybe, you know, with the white with the red piping down there.
I got the 1919 last weekend, the throwback jersey. So who else? And then we'll be into conference after
then we'll
that.
Be into conference play. Yep, five straight weeks. And then Peoria High to end the season.
We do. We have them again. Wow.
I'm sure they've got that one marked on the calendar after our big upset last year.
And they might not be what they were last year, but they're still going to be really, really good with Corin Taylor, quarterback, going to Illinois. And I mean, they lost some big guys, but they have a lot of talent coming.
Yeah, they got a transfer in, though.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, the running back from Peoria Notre Dame.
Really?
Who was, I believe, honorable mention All-State last year, has now transferred to Peoria High.
Cool. So
the rich get richer.
And last year they had gotten the kid from Peoria Heights that opened the season with, 300-some yards or something like that. So
they'll be all right.
Yeah, good for them. But yeah, that traditional opener with Dunlap, which is always, it's always been pretty competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So. Yeah, they match up real well with us. It's a good way to start the season, I think, really, for both programs.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Well, I talked to Jeff Flater the other day. I noticed I've been out walking at the track some, and they had been doing some work. I kind of wondered, like, okay, they've sucked up all the rubber pellets, and he was kind of explaining how that some of the fibers were coming up, and then they didn't get done what they needed to get done, so they had to put them all back down to get practice started. In fact, they were even out there working on Sunday, getting they had the like steamroller out there and flattening that out. So it looks like they've got that back and ready. So I was thinking about this. We were talking about this the other day. So you won't be walking in the mud if you do have a rainy Friday night.
Right.
We've got who's left in the conference? Just Quincy and UT. Are they the only ones that don't have sport turf now?
It's only Moline now.
Yeah. Only Moline.
Quincy has it.
Quincy has it. UT is redoing theirs right now as we speak.
Wow.
I saw some pictures on their football Twitter page. They're almost done.
So Moline redid the track, but they haven't done the football field.
Right, but I don't think that they've started. They passed a referendum there, and so they are looking actually at doing it. But right now, the only team in the conference left is Moline.
I guess, unfortunately, that last game of the season will be at District 150 Stadium, which is always fun.
Yeah.
And a beautiful broadcast booth there from up above.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So crumbling bleachers on the far side, which they don't even use anymore. So, well, guys, again, Sean Hickey, Jake Miller, welcome to the team. Looking forward to listening to you guys on Friday nights. And welcome aboard.
I'm excited.
Yep, me too. It's going to be fun. I know Jim said he was going to be listening. He's excited about it, excited to be able to sit home and listen on a Friday night or be in his car going somewhere else and listening after maybe going and doing Hometown Heroes at some point and that kind of fun stuff.
That's right.
Always got to do. Well, Brad, thank you so much. And, guys, again, welcome and looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.